When the Taliban ruled in Afghanistan, music was banned. The Islamist militants destroyed musical instruments and CDs. They even jailed musicians. But things are different now. There are music schools and young Afghans playing in public. This weekend, 48 young Afghan musicians, girls and boys, are traveling to the United States, and they're set to perform at the Kennedy Center and Carnegie Hall. NPR's Sean Carberry attended the concert they gave in Kabul before they left for the U.S., and he brings us this story.
Young musicians are sitting on the stage tuning saxophones and sitars. Some of the instruments are bigger than the children themselves. A crowd of parents, friends, and diplomats fills the several hundred seats of the French Cultural Center in Kabul.
Once again, I'm very pleased to welcome you all today for the third annual Winter Music Celebration.
Olivier Hunevan from the French Embassy welcomes the crowd to the Afghanistan National Institute of Music's performance. But today isn't their ordinary winter concert. It's also a send-off celebration. The conductor is American violinist William Harvey. He's one of seven Westerners who teaches alongside more than 30 Afghan instructors at the Institute.
As conductor of the Afghan Youth Orchestra, I like to think of what on earth we could possibly play.
He says he tries to find a mix of Afghan songs that lend themselves to Western instruments and Western songs that can accommodate traditional Afghan instruments. He says even though these kids have come a long way in a few years, he still has to tailor the arrangements to their abilities. For example, Ravel's Bolero is perfectly suited to the youth orchestra.
The happiness, the smile in the lips of the students, this is the reward that I'm getting for the work that I'm doing here.
Dr. Ahmed Sarmast is the founder and director of the school. He returned from Australia in 2008 to launch the institute, which finally opened 2 years later. The trip to the U.S. evolved out of a request by the World Bank, one of the school's funders, to perform at its Washington headquarters.
We decided, why not work a bit harder? Let's make it bigger and to take the most advantage that we can take from this tour.
So they rented out Carnegie Hall and arranged performances at the Kennedy Center and other venues. All told, the trip will cost $500,000 to send the 48 students to the U.S. Students like Rashad Afzali, a 12th grader and percussionist.
Our goal is, especially my goal, is to show the world that Afghanistan is not land of the war. It's land of the peace, land of the talents.
He says he can't even describe what he's feeling. He's traveled to India once, but most of the students have never left Afghanistan before, says conductor Harvey.
I think they are focused on the music and they're excited about the trip. They're excited about things like how many times they're going to eat pizza or going on a plane for the first time.
Rashad Afzali says he knows what he wants to read in the press after the tour.
A big orchestra came to the U.S., and they did a bomb blast, and they showed their power. It was all Afghans, not all youths, and they really did a great job. That's what I want to see.
Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.